Hey, it's Latif from Radiolab. Our goal with each episode is to make you think, how did I live this long and not know that? Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know. Listen wherever you get podcasts.
My father used to cry every time he saw the film The Best Years of Our Lives.
I just got back from overseas and I want to get home.
I'm sorry, sir, but there's a long waiting list.
That was the William Wyler movie about soldiers returning to their hometown after World War II, just as my father had returned to New York after the war. He'd gone overseas while my mother was pregnant, so he met his two-year-old son for the first time the day he came home. Like the three characters in the film, he saw how his family, the neighborhood, the city, and the world had changed since he'd been away.
There's a golf course.
Or hadn't.
People playing golf. Just as if nothing had ever happened.
My father and I liked to watch the best years of our lives together. This was before VHS, of course, so we'd wait for it to come up on television, which it did fairly often in those days. And he'd cry, and I'd cry too sometimes. William Wyler made the film in 1946 and based a lot of it on his own experiences returning from the war. And it's very universal, but very much of its own time, very much about that war, that America. 10 years earlier, Wyler had made a much more intimate film about America, Dodsworth, based on a best-selling Sinclair Lewis book of the late 20s. Dodsworth is not a film to cry through, and it's not the Wyler film people talk most about, what with Ben-Hur and Funny Girl and The Heiress and Jezebel and about 30 others to his credit. But Dodsworth is one of the Wyler films with real resonance.
Well, how would any man feel who just sold 20 years of his life?
The Sidney Howard screenplay, based on the Sinclair Lewis novel, tells the story of an American industrialist, just retired, who goes off to Europe with his wife of 20 years, only to see his marriage unravel.
Man, we're at sea!
At sea, that's putting it mildly.
Wyler, who was known for struggling over decisions about which movies he wanted to make, was attracted to it after it had a run as a Broadway play.
I think he was drawn to material by the quality of the writing.
William Wyler's daughter, Catherine Wyler, is a producer of documentary films.
He always felt that the script was of paramount importance, and he really enjoyed working with writers. Criticism has been leveled against him that sometimes he was too faithful to the writer, but he did have an enormous appreciation of writers' work.
Too faithful to the writer? What a scandal. Wyler also found the story of Dodsworth appealing.
You know, he always knew a good story. And I think that also as a naturalized citizen, he came to this country when he was 18. It was such an American story and a story where the American businessman was kind of the hallmark of the country. And his upstandingness and ethics and all those good qualities, which were sort of bedrock American virtues. I think my father liked showing those off.
But Americans like you and me can't quit, Sam. It's meant that we should keep on working until we die in harness.
Tubby, I'm out to make a new life for myself. I'm out to learn how to enjoy my leisure.
It would be putting it mildly to say our image of the American businessman has changed since the 1930s. But something about Sam Dodsworth still rings a bell.
Fran, my darling, you're not drifting away from me.
Like The Best Years of Our Lives, Dodsworth was based on personal experience, though in this case it was Sinclair Lewis's personal experience that gave the story such a ring of truth.
I was just looking at Dodsworth recently, and it seems even more autobiographical than one first thought.
Richard Lingeman's biography of Sinclair Lewis was published earlier this year. It points out the connections between Gracie, Lewis's wife, and the fictional Fran, Mrs. Dodsworth, who takes up with a series of romantic European suitors right in front of her husband's nose. In fact, the author actually had to wait to see what would happen in his own life before he could resolve certain issues in the novel.
He had finished a version in Europe, and then he told his publisher, well, it's not ready yet. I've got to work on it some more. And it was the ending that was giving him a problem.
The question was whether to have Sam Dodsworth, half based on himself, stay with his flirtatious, youth-obsessed wife.
That is the whole dynamic of Fran's character, that she is so narcissistic. She fears growing old, and she hates it, and she wants to be surrounded by admiring younger men. And that was true of Gracie, too. So his life was very much intertwined, and he solved it.
I won't tell you how it comes out.
Oh, don't look so hurt, and please don't be angry. I'll be as angry as you like if it does you any good.
I will tell you that the passage from Sinclair Lewis' book to Sidney Howard play to William Wyler film seems to have been smooth, although it didn't do all that well at the box office. Sam Goldwyn, who produced it, said, "I lost my shirt. I'm not saying it wasn't a fine picture. It was a great picture, but nobody wanted to see it in droves." Well, it's a complicated film about grown-ups falling in and out of love. Who'd want to see that? As for the aforementioned Ring of Truth, there is also Walter Huston in what nearly everybody agrees was his greatest screen performance.
But what it boils down to, well, I've been doing things myself for a long time now. I thought I'd give things a chance to do something to me.
That cannot be a coincidence, as William Wyler was a director who loved actors and whom they loved back. So he adored actors and great writers. Don't forget, he made Lillian Hellman's The Little Foxes and Somerset Maugham's The Letter, too. But did he have a directorial style?
He was interested in telling the story in the best possible way for the story. And that meant that he would change his technique depending on the story. And he also was interested in trying to tell different kinds of stories. That was more challenging for him than doing the same thing over and over. So he tried not to have a signature at a time when having a signature was much more in vogue.
It's an interesting idea, trying not to have a signature when we're all so busy putting our stamp on everything. In fact, Wyler said he spent his career trying to be invisible. Right now, an awful lot of people are having a look at his work to try to find the invisible secret, perhaps, to William Wyler. They are observing that his instinct for the truth of a situation seemed to dominate his movies, from These Three to Ben-Hur and beyond. But really, check out Dodsworth. For WNYC, I'm Sarah Fishko.